My name is Captain Joanna Catherine Williams.
The only home I have ever known.
Father.
The only life I've ever cared about.
Help me.
I am betrayed. Former captain in the Navy of the Nation of North Atlantic, rightful commander of His Majesty's ship, the Mockingbird, and sole daughter of the Admiral of the King's Fleet, I was a great many things. Now, I am only one thing. Outlaw. I am pursued, hunted by my own country, my own family, kinsmen from the fields of war. All the things for which I have fought and lived and loved and killed, but no longer.
No more.
My ship and my crew are both my refuge and my guardians against the madness slowly engulfing my once great nation.
My government calls me traitor.
Sentenced to life imprisonment for my defense of the innocent.
You didn't kill all of them.
To disgrace and dishonor and shame in the eyes of the many. Subjected to orchestrated judgment within the walls of a circus court.
I did what was right!
I am named guilty.
But to me, they are the traitors.
The High Council, my new enemy.
You used me.
They used me as a weapon to cover up their crimes, then protected themselves further by throwing my reputation into a fire of lies to burn and be swept under the rug like so much dirt from freshly washed hands.
Ashes.
They tied their loose end nicely.
Ashes. I am not the traitor they call me.
Yes, I did what they said I did. Yes, I fired upon my countrymen. I took the lives of good soldiers upon the wastes of the battlefield. To save those who had been devastated and set upon by certain death. Death to make the violators pure again. Yes, I did that. A hard choice, and I would certainly make it again. But a traitor to my country? I assure you I am not. I swore my sacred oath, and I will not see it hindered. My duty is to the protection of this land and its peoples, not to the insurance of its criminals.
There is an evil coming.
I was never what they wanted.
Good woman.
Never what they envisioned me to be. My gender warrants fixed lots in life, assumed and expected. But I chose differently. I found, within myself, a higher calling for honor and duty.
Father, please.
Glory, despite my sex. Sacrifice made on my terms.
You will be proud of me.
Others also chose, like me, to show strength rather than hospitality. Courage rather than fear. Empowerment rather than compromise. In numbers, they now grow. And this is the change that is fearfully felt.
Good woman.
In this world, woman does not mean secondary. But they live in their world.
Scum.
A created and imbalanced world. One written into existence by their own hand, where equality is a subject best kept hushed.
Good woman.
Taken with a grain of salt, a sly smile, and a small pat on the hand.
Shh.
They wouldn't want to lose power now, would they?
They lied to me.
My government now calls me traitor. But to me, they are the traitors. Overrun by a force with great momentum, this corrupted authority grows unseen and unbeknownst to the king.
Who have I been fighting for?
There is an evil coming, and I will see its end in my lifetime. Their aim? To run me down, kill me, or take me a prize.
Never.
But I will never be their prize. They will be mine. My redemption lies within the salvation of my land and the repulsion of this creeping darkness. They are the true enemy, and they will be cut out. This is our task at hand. Things may look bleak for our futures. Our way lost for the moment. Our band is small, but our will is mighty. Who knows? We may pick up others along the way, willing strangers to join this pack of strays. Though our death may be imminent, we must win. These will be our tales to tell. We soon set sail with the gusty tides. This is Captain Joanna Williams, casting off.